Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we completed the series on the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23. But before I start a new series, today's podcast is about understanding God's mission through the church. You know, whether you're a church leader, a student of theology, or simply someone seeking to understand how faith impacts our world today, this episode is for you. We'll unpack what it means to be part of the church and how we can actively engage in God's mission. To start, let's first define what we mean by the church. The church, in its essence, is not just a building or an organization. It is the collective body of believers, individuals who have come together to worship, serve, and live out their faith in Christ. Church is often described as the body of Christ. Each member, now get this, each member plays a unique role, and together, we are called to reflect Christ in our communities. And this brings us to the core of our discussion today. What is God's mission in the world? Well, God's mission can be summarized in a few key areas: to proclaim the gospel, to serve others, and to nurture discipleship. Jesus laid out this mission for us in the Great Commission, which is found in Matthew 28:19-20, where he commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. This is the foundational text. The core command is to make disciples, which involves going, baptizing, and teaching. It emphasizes the global scope of all nations and Jesus' ongoing presence. This is where the church steps in as a catalyst for change. When we engage in mission, we become God's hands and feet on the earth, reaching out to those in need, spreading love, and sharing the hope we have in Christ. Let's take a moment to discuss how we can particularly involve ourselves in God's mission. So, question for you. What are some ways that we can embody this in our daily lives? Well, one powerful way is through the community service, engaging in local outreach, supporting those who are less fortunate, and addressing social injustices are ways we can reflect God's love. Another important aspect is fostering relationships, building authentic connections with people, listening to the stories, and respectfully sharing the gospel can create transformational moments. And let's not forget prayer. Praying for our communities, for the leaders in our churches, and the global church empowers us to seek God's guidance in our mission endeavors. All these aspects bring us together as a church, actively participating in God's mission. It's critical to remember that we're not just called to full-time ministry roles. Every believer has a part to play. As we wrap up, let's reflect on this. Imagine a world where the church embraces its mission fully. What would that look like? You know, a world filled with compassion, understanding, and unconditional love. When the church shines brightly, it can transform spaces, heal communities, and bring hope where there was none. It starts with us, right here, right now. I hope you leave this episode with a renewed sense of purpose and a commitment to engage in God's mission. Remember, it doesn't matter where you are or what resources you have. What matters is the heart to serve and the willingness to take action. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts open and eager to understand your divine will. We pray specifically for a deeper comprehension of your mission, not just as individuals, but as it is revealed and carried out through your beloved church. You have established the church as your instrument in the world, the body of Christ, called to continue your work on earth. Open our eyes to see the vastness of your purpose for your church, to proclaim the gospel, to make disciples of all nations, to bring healing and restoration, to be a beacon of hope and light in a world often shrouded in darkness. Help us to discern your specific calling for us within this grand mission. Show us how our gifts, talents, and passions can be used to further your kingdom through the ministries and outreach of our local congregations and the global church. Forgive us when we have focused on our desires or limited our understanding of your boundless love and redemptive plan. Stir within us a renewed passion for your mission, a burning desire to see your name glorified and your will done on earth as it is in heaven. Guide our leaders, bless our ministries, and empower every church member to faithfully live out the Great Commission. May we together be your hands and feet, your voice and your heart, bringing your love, truth, and grace to a world desperately in need. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we journey into a new series. Until then, God bless and take care, my friends.